Sheboygan's Country, B93. Wednesdays, we touch base with the United Way. Tom, the big boss man, is in town here today.
How you doing? I'm doing really well.
All right, snow out there. Yeah, you got to give me, so since I'm stuck in here, and we try to give as accurate of a report and a picture as we can of what's going on outside in days like this, since you just came in, how are things out there right now?
You know what? I'm going to give a shout out to the county workers and the city workers. They did a really nice job on the roads. It's certainly snowing. It's going to start blowing a little bit.
But yeah.
Right now, people are taking it easy and driving actually very sanely.
Wow.
Which is a good thing.
I feel like I have to hit the news bed for that one. That's amazing. That's good to hear. Now, this is a long time, 4 hours ago now, a little different scene out there at about 4 o'clock, but all the main roads were good, and I know it's been coming down pretty good since then, but that's good to hear.
Yeah, I think they did a nice job. Some of the city roads, I think, are a little bit choppy yet, but to be expected. It's winter, and We haven't seen this for a little bit.
I know. Well, I feel partially responsible. Last Monday, when we were kind of in the middle of these 30s and 40s, I think I even said on the air, and I knew I shouldn't have. As soon as I said it, I wanted to reel it back in. I said, man, we've had just a really cruise control winter so far that every subsequent day, it's been something. And now the freezing cold is coming in a few days and more snow over the weekend, so I feel partially.
You.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll take
it. Okay.
I'll raise my hand. I'll take the blame for that one. So what do we have going on here today?
Well, John, I'm very happy to have David Boland and Jerry Jones here. There are campaign chairs and a long line of wonderful people that have served the United Way, and I want to let them talk about what they've been doing and how they've been helping the United Way. And they're just great people, and we're really happy and blessed to have them as part of the United Way this year.
Welcome, guys. How are we doing this morning?
Great. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. I just want to say it's been a pleasure working with Tom and Dave during the campaign. It started off strong. We had a great run, and Dave's going to walk us through some particulars, but I just want to thank all the residents of Sheboygan County. As usual, they give until it hurts.
And right.
There's a lot of need out there, and we appreciate all the efforts.
I do think that's an important thing to push out there, too, because I was born and raised in Sheboygan, so I know sometimes we can get the reputation for being a little stingy on certain things, but when it comes to giving back to the community, when it comes to supporting things like the United Way and their partner organizations, always big hearts in this community, every time.
I would agree.
So how's the campaign going?
Well, the campaign's going great, and I echo what Jerry just mentioned. We live in a great community.
Sure.
Sheboygan County, I mean, you can see it with the arts, the recreation, the attraction of businesses, housing shortage.
Sure.
We really have a lot of good things going on. But as any growing community, we have a lot of needs, too.
Yeah.
And the neat thing about this area is you have a lot of people that are very generous, both of their time, talents, and treasures. And that's echoed through the United Way and all of the partner agencies that we work with. So there are a lot of agencies out there that are on the front line that are doing a lot of great work in this community to support the very diverse community that we have. And the United Way partners and collaborates with them to help deliver on those programs. So we started off the campaign back in September, which seems like a long time ago.
Right.
It was Day of Caring. We
had
a record attendance. And what we do at the Day of Caring is we get together at the ballpark. Mm-hmm. It's the big kickoff.
Yeah.
So we have a big celebration. We have the race. And that's when we launch off with teams into volunteering at various sites throughout the county.
I think that day is where you really see the, I know optics is like a big catchphrase now, the optics of the people supporting things in this community, because I think you do see the pictures that I see on your social media, that's where you really see a collective group of a big group of people that are out there in the streets doing work with everybody that day.
Yeah, and that morning we had about 1,000 people at
Jeez.
The ballpark.
Yeah.
When you think about it, and that was not including everyone that went out to all of the sites, that was just a large portion of them, but we had even more going out to the sites.
Yeah.
And Dave and Tom and I took a tour around to all the sites that day, and just the outpouring. It was a hot day. There's a lot of hard work going on all day of that day.
A lot of sweat poured that day, I'm sure, yeah.
So I think to also build on that, we have company programs going on where companies run their own United Way campaigns, which both the staff will come in and help, as well as we have a lot of volunteers within those companies that help run those campaigns.
Sure.
So those are in the way. We're over halfway through the campaign at this point. They are helping to invest in 40 programs in two focus areas that's really special within the United Way, where they get a variety of agencies to work together. Parents as teachers, healing, and also the community partnership for children are both going on.
Awesome stuff. So more details on the campaign, the rest of the campaign season, website, I think that's the best place to go to, and any big events you guys have coming up, they can check out more details there, right?
Yeah, certainly. UWOFSC.org is our website. Please go to that website for all our information. We have Dine Out coming out, which is an opportunity for people to get out, various restaurants throughout the community, February 22nd through March 2nd. So take a look at our website for that. We also have Spirit of Sheboygan County Volunteer Awards that's coming up. So if you want to nominate people, get out to our website and please do that. And John, again, thank you for everything that you do for us.
Yeah.
This is really a nice thing to be able to do weekly.
Yeah, it's one less break that I have to worry about on the morning show. And I get to actually talk to people, which is nice, as opposed to talking to myself in a padded room. More details, uwfsc.org. Let me see if I can get this right here. Dave, Jerry, Tom, that's a miracle.
Absolutely. Nice job.
Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, John.
Thanks.
Thank you.